What really makes us better people is our capacity to question the status quo to achieve positive change. If you are seeking to adopt new habits, to learn about a kind lifestyle, low-waste living, and speaking up for justice, you have come to the right place. Together, we will make the switch that will light up this world. I'm Morgan, and I'm happy to welcome you on this journey. Hi, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. Today, I am so excited. We are here in a fabulous heavenly place, which is called Shokuminsa. And Shokuminsa is an association, a sanctuary for cows especially, and bulls that Angelina, who is today with me, has funded. Angelina, could you just introduce yourself and explain to us how did Shokuminsa come to reality?
Hi everyone. My name is Angelina and I'm the founder of Shokuminsa. It started in 2018 mm-hmm. with Toby. Toby's just sitting over there, but we can't see him now. Yes, I rescued him. And after that, I rescued two other cows, and then I decided to start my own organization, yes, to rescue as many animals as possible to change the world, because we want to let them speak for themselves. So, like, we are sitting here with Michael. Michael is a rescued one as well. And yeah, it's a special bond or encounter so that the people that are coming can reconnect with the animals. Mm-hmm. And then they start to realize that it's not okay that we see them as products and consume any products of them or of their bodies or secretions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. What we as a society decided to call products,
yes,
which actually are just parts of their bodies, secretions that their bodies produce. And we have to realize, and I think that many people who come here realize it, that these animals are just individuals like we are. And you know, just because you somehow have flesh on you or you produce milk when you get pregnant, it doesn't mean that it has to become something for others to use and to make a business out of it.
Yes, that's it. Mm. And yes, we saw that it's really special when you really come closer to the animals, because then it is like they are speaking for themselves, that they are precious lives as any other life on this earth. And yes, this is the reconnection so that they can speak for themselves. We are also doing some work on different events where we are spreading the vegan message as well. But this is the main part here. Yes. And this is Findus. I don't know.
We can probably see him.
And he is a rescued calf from the dairy industry as well.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit more about his story?
Yes, of course. Findus was born in the dairy industry with his sister. He is a twin. And yes, he is also a male calf that is not that can't be used. Oh, this is the microphone. Okay. Findus he loves the microphone. Finny. I think he's really interested here. Okay. So that's the point with the animals. They can do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm. And just like, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like we are free to do whatever we do.
Yes.
We are back.
Yeah.
After a little advertisement entertainment phase.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you were explaining about Findus.
Yes, genau. Findus is was born in the dairy industry together with his sister because he is a twin. The normal way is that they are after 14 days they are being collected and sent to a collection point. I will call it collection point for cattle and calves. And after that, their fate is really different. Some of them are going to European countries for fattening or for dairy when they are female ones, or they are just being killed in these points because if their race is like just a dairy cow, but a male one, they are not, they can't produce milk and are not fat enough to fatten up, so it's not profitable.
Yeah, it's profitable. Yes. Right.
So yeah, they can't. They are useless for all the industries, and then yeah, that's the point that they are just being killed with 14.
What's her name again?
This is Phipps.
Okay, yes. Phipps is like giving a nice shower to our friend Christian, and it's really funny. Yes. Just like one of his mates here.
Yeah.
Because they do often that to each other too.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's the point, and that was the fate of Findus as well, or that would have been his fate. But we were able to rescue him because of Christine. It is a friend of mine, and yes, she was there when Findus was born, and yes, she cared about him, and so she was searching for something different for him, and yes. So we started to communicate and we said, okay, we will rescue him. And then in August, last year in August, he came here to this nice place, to this beautiful place together with Michael and all the other ones. And now he can live a life in freedom and can do whatever he wants. And yes, he can't, he is not used for anything.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the point that we want to show the people, that there are different ways how we can treat each other, not just the animals, like all living beings here on this earth. And this is a Phipps on the mobile phone.
Yep.
Yes.
Wait, can we see? Yeah, because it's sometimes it's sad because I also have, I'm active on TikTok, and over there when I post about any kind of animal who is exploited for their secretions or flesh, people sometimes react and say something like, yeah, but their only purpose is to be pork or sausage. Like, what other purpose do they have on this planet? So for some people, it justifies torturing them and enslaving them and killing them just because, like, at some point we have established that they are for food, and it just, this kind of thing just outrages me because I want to tell the people, what is your purpose? Even if you can't work, you can't bring anything to society, your life is still worth being lived.
Yes, of course.
And you deserve to be free just like those animals. Yes. You don't have to give us anything.
Yes, and that should be the right of every living being here on this earth, because they are all here together with us and not for us, and that's the point. So
exactly,
they should live a life in freedom as well, because there's nothing that justifies something like this.
No.
Yes.
And what was our dear Michel's story here?
Yes, Michel has a really special story because he is not from an industry or not from the dairy or from the meat industry. He was used for wood, especially he went to the forest and then they cut the trees down, and his work was to bring them out.
Okay, to like pull the trees. And...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and yeah, it was hard work for him, and he made it until he was 9 years old.
Yeah.
And then he started to, the body couldn't do it anymore because it was broken. And yeah, so his fate was to go into a slaughterhouse as well. It's the same fate as all the rescued animals that we have here, that they are just was sent to slaughter.
Yeah.
And yes, so we asked them if they could imagine another fate for him, and then yes, they said that would be okay, and then we rescued him as well. Yes, and he's really special because he's so a gentle giant. I call it gentle giant because that's what he is. Yes,
and very trustful. He just like automatically trusts people, and he's always like feeling comfortable and at ease, and he doesn't mind people being around him, and you can pet him, and he's very like actually quite the perfect bull if you want to make a podcast, because he will just lie down and relax.
Yes.
And what can you explain? What are the noises he's making now?
Yeah, he's making noises that he is feeling comfortable and really is
relaxed.
Relaxed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so he's really happy to be here with us, and he's just lying down here and enjoying the sun and everything here, because he's really connected with humans, because in his first life, he was the own cattle there, and yes, he was really connected then with the humans there, because he had to work with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was also one reason why a lot of people would make fun of him, because they thought like he's so stupid, he's so stupid, he can't trust anyone, and like he doesn't really have like boundaries, and he doesn't maybe know when he should be afraid of people. He just automatically so authentically trusts people.
Yeah.
And I think that's so beautiful, and it's one of those characteristics of animals that I think many animals share, and that you also realize when especially those animals have been rescued from a sad fate. And for Toby, I mean, he was afraid at first when he came here because he had been treated so badly, and yet after he realized those people here are taking care of me and they give me love and I know I'm safe here, and then he started learning to trust again.
Yes.
And animals can do that, I think, so quickly.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a beautiful lesson for humans in general, that we have to trust to learn again, we have to learn to trust again.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's the point.
And while we have Toby here, who's lying here, can you tell us a bit more about him?
Yes, Toby is from a dairy industry as well, from a dairy farmer, and that's it was an organic dairy farmer, so the regulations there are really high.
Yeah.
But when we came there, it was really the saddest and the baddest, the worst case we saw in all the time for all the different places we went to. And yes, he should have been sent to the cattle point as well when he was 14.
Okay.
But the point was that he couldn't walk that well because he had not that good legs. They were not able to walk really well. So the other farmer said that she won't take him because it's too much to do with him, too much work. Yes, and so the dairy farmer, did not know what to do with him. And yes, he started to hate him for that. And he said, okay, then I will fatten him up on my own. And yes, he took a chain and then he was sent to a dark place in the
yeah,
building.
It was like a dark, I think it's called a stall.
Yes, a dark place in the stall in the really in the Hintersten Ecke.
Yeah, like the farthest. What's it called?
It was a place in
the core, like the darkest corner of this place.
Yes, because when we went there at first, we thought that there won't be an animal because it was dark and it was like there nothing else there. So yes, but then we saw that Toby is living there and he was chained there from his first day, like when he was 14 days old, and the farmer said, okay, then he will be sent there. And then he grew up there, and that was really bad. And he, the farmer hate him for that and started to treat him really bad. Like he was fighting against him, and he was not able to drink as many water as he wanted to. So that was really bad. And yes, he couldn't connect with other animals because he was there alone on the chain. And yes, he couldn't walk. He couldn't do anything. So when we saw him, he was, that was when he was 15 months then. And 15 months he lived there and couldn't see the daylight, couldn't breathe fresh air, nothing. It was really, really horrible and sad. Yes, and at first it was we weren't an organization at that point, and then we wanted to spread pictures of Toby and say this is an organic dairy farm. It's like a small one from the neighborhood, and yes, that is what animals are treated there.
Yeah.
Yes, and then some of the people started to ask if we could rescue him or change anything for him. Yes, and then the idea was born, and that was the first rescue we did.
Wow.
Yes, and now he is living here, and you can see that he is relaxed as well and is really happy, and he trusts humans as well. And that was a really it took us a good time.
It was a process.
Yes, it was a process for him. But now he is here and happy. And yeah, he forgot everything.
Yeah, it's so beautiful when you come here and you see all those happy animals, and you realize at the end of the day, like, they're not going to be sent anywhere. You're not going to come here and, like, from one day to another, they're gone. And you can guess that it's, you know, animals would be sent to a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Well, no, in this case, they will still be here tomorrow. And here's another one coming.
Now we can see Toby enjoying his life. And yes, now he is really relaxed and has a happy life. And he trusts humans. So everything is good, and he forgot everything from the past and said, okay, I will let it go.
Yeah, and now it's a new life that began.
Yeah.
And recently, I think, was it this year? You also rescued two little babies. Well, they were babies, now they're a bit grown up.
Yeah.
The Nandi and Nala.
Yes.
Can you tell us about them?
Yes, they were calves as well from the dairy industry, and yes, it would have been the same fate as Toby's and Findus, but there was a different situation at this point because it was the coronavirus, and the collecting point, or the farmer that collects all the calves, said that he will only collect calves that can be used in the fattening farms or in other dairy farms, but nothing like Toby, Findus, or they, because they were useless for everything. And then he said that he won't take them, and it's usual that they take them because it's like ein Gefallen.
It's like yeah, doing a favor.
Yeah,
it's like
a for the farmer. So that yeah. he says, okay, I will collect all the cows that mm-hmm. you don't use here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then he said, I can't do that anymore because we haven't got that much marked for them because now the restaurants are closed and they are not the yeah, there were not
yeah, not so much advantage, like
yes.
not so much interest in
yes
in buying them.
Yes, and then the farmers should do that on their own, like
okay.
Something, send them to slaughter or something like this. But the farmers, they yeah, they were searching for different things
mm-hmm.
for Nala and Nandi. And yeah, then I contacted them and said, if we want to, we can take them. And then they said, yes, of course, we would like to do that. And then we rescued them.
No.
Yes.
So that was like a more, like an easier situation with Nandi and Nala.
Yes, of course,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Because they did not know what to do, and it was the point that they were useless for
mm-hmm.
these farmers because yeah, they won't give milk
mm-hmm.
one day because Nala was maybe the farmer was thinking about if she was a twin as well, but
okay.
there was no twin, but maybe at the beginning. And the other point is that they can't take as many as they want because there are too many born
mm-hmm.
Female calves, so they can't take all the female ones
mm-hmm.
because then it were too many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will make sure for the viewers who are watching this on YouTube, I will make sure to insert pictures of the different beautiful souls who are here and in which conditions they were found as well. For example, the Toby, like this dark place where he was kept, that's just horrendous. And can you tell us about how people can help?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can be like a sponsor for a specific animal here, like a sponsor for Michael or for Toby.
Mm-hmm.
And they are two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can say I want to sponsor Michael, but the money should go to Michael, only to
yeah.
Michael. Or you can say I will sponsor Michael, but the money should go to all the other animals as well. So they are
mm-hmm.
the different sponsorships we offer. And if you want to, you can spend.
Yeah, just donate.
Yeah, you can donate.
Make a symbolic
yes.
donation.
Yes, or you can be part of Shokuminsa as well. And he's sleeping now.
Yep. So now you can't see Michael, I guess, or just his hooves. Because he's really lying down completely on his side.
Yes, he's sleeping. Oh, okay.
Here he's back.
Yeah.
Hello, beautiful. Welcome back.
So he's really relaxed.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so there are different ways of donations or sponsorships. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But you can contact me as well if you want
okay.
to know.
Yeah. And you can find Angelina on Instagram at Shokuminsa. And I will make sure to link all the details. And can you tell us where can we find you as well now?
Yes, of course. So we live in Herne,
mm-hmm.
but the animals, they are living here, and here is Ruppichteroth. It's
mm-hmm.
not a farmer. It's
it's a sanctuary
yeah. Yeah.
where the animals are taken care of.
Yes.
And you also have like for I think a few months ago or something, you started your own podcast as
yeah,
well,
of course,
and
yeah.
it's in German.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have you know, if you're curious to know more in details about the different animals and their stories, you can make sure to check out Angelina's podcast, which I will make sure to link in
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Would you have a last word maybe for the viewers or the listeners?
Yes, I, my vision, or the vision of Shoko Minzer, is that all the animals could live a life like Michel and all the other ones here. And yeah, they are really, I invited them to come here to visit them and reconnect with the animals.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful word for the end. And please make sure to do come and visit the beautiful animals here. And it's just so much fun to discover all their different personalities. And you can really notice that they are individuals of their own and that they are very curious. And they just want to have their basic needs fulfilled just like we do. They want to eat and drink and be loved and loved. They want to have fun.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be exploited or oppressed in any way. So thank you for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.